This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
So Chuck Todd, the moderator of Meet the Press, a longtime political reporter on NBC, has written a piece for The Atlantic in which he says the media needs to be more aggressive about standing up for the work they do. Journalists have to stop allowing some people to blur the line between journalism and commentary or spin.
Yeah, I really loved this article because I've been thinking for quite a while now that this is a problem, that journalists, if you are a journalist and you are ignoring what people are saying about journalists, then you are letting them get away with that. And you need to be able to step up your game. And the way that we do that, the way that we dispel these rumors of the fake news outcries, is that you do really good journalism. You don't have to go and get in people's face and say, we're not the fake news. You just have to prove that you're not the fake news.
And what Todd is talking about here is the fact that we can no longer, in our industry, just stand by and allow the agenda to be set by those folks who are trying to compel it or propel it in a different way. You know, we have to realize that there's the that there is some entities out there, you know, Fox News, what Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch had put together. And what they've done is essentially found a way to profit off an entity by exploiting, you know, this industry. And I thought, again, Chuck Todd made some excellent points here, but he said that what Roger Ailes did as a campaigner, he was in the political field well before he got into TV news. And in working these campaigns, he found a way to, you know, attack the integrity of someone else. And what he did with his engine as Fox News was attack the integrity of the rest of the media. And again, what Todd said is, again, hits the nail on the head. It exploits the public's lack of knowledge of journalistic conventions. And what this did was it created a mythology of the biased press. And that's being further heightened by a White House administration that just perpetuates this idea, this mythology. I think it's so well stated, and it just continues to exacerbate and amplify this problem that we're fighting back against.
So what about organizations such as Fox or AM conservative talk radio, or here in Illinois, there's the Illinois Policy Institute, which runs an organization. I think it's called the Illinois News Network. They'll push back and say they are doing news, but I think a lot of people would see a very conservative slant to what they're doing. How do you fight against them calling themselves news? Or is that not our place to define who is a journalist?
I'm not sure we have to define who is a journalist. I think that people have to be educated about what journalism is to begin with. And we're out there to be as accurate as possible. We're not going out there with a political slant. And when you see stories with those political slants, you have to be aware of that and go, okay, well, they are just giving me maybe what I want to hear, maybe what I want to see. And if the news doesn't make you uncomfortable once in a while, then you are not watching, you're not reading the right organization's news.
Excellent points. And I think, you know, I think we want to preserve people's ability for fair comment and criticism. I think there's a space and a spot for commentary, talk shows, and those things have existed for years and years before I think this problem, I think, has come about. But, you know, and I enjoy the opportunity of writing columns myself. But I think what's happened here, especially of late, recently, is we've had this the blurring of the line between what should be our objective newsroom, news gathering journalists, and the commentary. And I think this blurring of the line and this I think it's not overly said to say it's been exploited, and for the sake of profit. And it's shown that networks like Fox News that do this consistently are reaping profits and are among the more profitable in the industry. But this is a profit-making motive. And I think we have to distinguish what is journalistic and what is just for the sake of talk and commentary. And I think more people are confusing the two, the general public.
Yeah, and some of our listeners might remember the Shop Talk where we discussed when my comments were deleted on a local Facebook website for a local radio station. They had posted an Illinois News Network story. And I had simply posted, hey, this is a story by such and such, because they made it seem like it was just their journalism. They put it out there and did not attribute it back to where it came from. I just wanted to make sure people knew, and I don't care how many times I have to do that and get deleted or blocked from a page. If you see something, say something. And that's what I do, so people are aware of where this news is coming from. Because if you didn't know any better, you would just think, oh, well, some local reporter did this story. Well, no, actually, they just had it sent to them from some organization that does these pieces, and they just posted it like it's news. So I just urge people to go out there, and if you see something, say something.
Conservatives would contend there's been a political slant in news for a long time, that there's been a liberal slant to the mainstream media. How do you counter that, or do you agree with that?
No, I disagree with that, and that's a page out of a conservative or anyone's playbook, for that matter. That's been perpetuated since the beginning of political forums and so forth. So, no, I don't think there's any truth to that. I think that's just a plea or some kind of a very weak ploy or an excuse to complain against something that's of reality. But when we're talking about news and journalism, we have to understand the fact that what journalists stand for and what they should be doing and what they have been doing and what their place in our society is and how crucial it is. And again, I go back to, I think there's this general lack of understanding of what true journalism is and what its place is and what its true service is for people.
Regarding the liberal slant, if you want to make money in this world, you create a problem and then create a solution. And that's what Fox News and other networks have done, is go, okay, we are creating this solution to this problem. Well, I don't think it was a problem, but enough people maybe believed it and they buy into it.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.